I'm Ed Donahue. Minnesota voter Mary Sondey says she was surprised a bit, but very excited. Governor Tim Walz has been picked as Kamala Harris's running mate.
He's just an approachable, down-to-earth person. He speaks plainly. He speaks the truth. He doesn't sugarcoat things. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear.
President Biden said in a social media post, Harris and Walz will be the strongest defenders of personal freedoms and democracy. Harris will introduce her running mate tonight in Philadelphia. Donald Trump sent a fundraising email calling Walz dangerously liberal and saying he would unleash hell on earth. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, says the Democratic ticket makes a good tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
Democrats are hoping the ticket will strengthen support in Midwestern states and among working-class voters. Debbie has moved out of Florida, and Governor Ron DeSantis says the tropical storm was not as bad as it could have been.
Debbie was not as powerful as Idalia was, and consequently, the debris and the damage that we sustained with Idalia was not matched by this storm.
But Debbie is moving very, very slowly over Georgia and South Carolina, dropping massive amounts of rain on places like Savannah and Charleston. Elected officials and union leaders in Baltimore are calling for safer and more humane working conditions for the city's public works employees after a man collapsed and died from heat stroke last week while collecting trash during hot summer weather. Russian authorities claim a Ukrainian force launched an incursion today into Russia's Kursk region, but was being beaten back by troops and local border guards. Police in Rochester, New York say two dogs killed a three-month-old baby inside her home over the weekend. An investigation is underway in Rochester. No charges have been filed. This is AP News. The Olympics are extra special for Ukrainian athletes.
For Ukrainian hurdler Anna Rejukova, each stride on the Paris Olympic track will have meaning far beyond the time she clocks. Her competitions are no longer strictly an individual battle, but war on a different front. Her goals, not just gold, but also to rivet global attention on her country's fight for survival against Russia. You're not doing it for yourself anymore, she says. Winning a gold just for yourself, being a champion, realizing your ambitions, it's inappropriate. But the broader war is making it increasingly difficult for Ukraine, once a post-Soviet sports power, to get those headline-capturing medals, an Associated Press analysis has found. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Women's college basketball teams are moving closer to getting financially rewarded for success in the NCAA tournament. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.